I'm Michael Lippin, and this is Voice of America's VOA China 360, a weekly podcast looking at how China influences the rest of the world, including America, and how China is influenced by the world. In this edition, China tops the gold medal table at the Paralympics for the fourth consecutive time, winning 107 golds in the Rio Games that ended on September 18th. That was far, far ahead of the second-ranked Team Britain and its 64 golds, with third-placed Ukraine further behind at 41. But where was the United States, which just last month dominated the Rio Olympics and comfortably topped the medal standings for able-bodied athletes? Well, Team USA finished fourth in the Paralympics table with 40 golds, one short of the Ukrainians. Overall, the U.S. Paralympians took 115 medals in Rio. China's total medal score, by contrast, was 239, also way more than any other team. China's Paralympians clearly had more success than its Rio Olympians, who finished third in gold medals behind Team GB and the USA. So what's going on here? The answer is that China has been laying the foundation of its Paralympics dominance for quite some time.
The people of China held the 2008 Games, Summer Games, that was the Olympics and Paralympics, and they really decided to push the envelope to build their Paralympic program and improve services and opportunities for people with disabilities in China.
That is Candace Cable, a 12-time U.S. Paralympic medalist who is serving as vice chair of a committee making a bid for her hometown of Los Angeles to host the 2024 Summer Games. Cable was in Rio this month to observe the Paralympics and attend a summit with representatives of other cities preparing to host the Games or bid for future ones. Among those cities is the Chinese capital, Beijing, which will host the Winter Games in 2022.
The executive president of Beijing 2022 chairwoman gave a great speech about what was happening in China and why they're beginning to do so well in the games and what their, you know, what their pushes are forward. And it was really impressive. I mean, they took from what they learned in 2008 and they began to build upon it with Paralympic education, better access in their cities. They created disabled person fitness programs. They have like over 3,000 pilot exercise venues, and they've trained 40,000 coaches to work with just Paralympic athletes. I mean, that's pretty phenomenal as far as what's going on in the rest of the world.
In the United States, the situation is quite different. U.S. Paralympic and Olympic athletes receive no government funding through the U.S. Olympic Committee, unlike the Olympic committees of most other nations. Many able-bodied U.S. Olympians overcome this obstacle by getting private sponsorship. But Cable says that's not so easy for disabled Americans seeking to compete in Paralympic sports.
There's a challenge there to get sponsors and individual donors to support these programs. Well, without educating the general population good disability understanding and awareness, it's really difficult to get sponsors, media, to see value in Paralympic sport when majority of people are still very stuck in old stigma and bias about disability being a bad thing or people with disabilities being sick and unable. And that still exists quite a bit in this country as well as other parts of the world. So a comprehensive education program is really essential, and we haven't created something like that that helps push forward just understanding and embracing disability as a life experience and not like this horrible thing that's going to devastate your life and you'll never be able to do the things you want to do.
Besides improving education, Cable says another way to boost disabled sports in America would be to improve access for disabled athletes to commercial and government facilities. That access is mandated by a U.S. law called the Americans with Disabilities Act, or ADA.
We have the ADA in the United States, and that's been great. But it's also a law that doesn't have a lot of bite. So you actually have to sue a business to be able to make access if they're not willing to create access when they realize that they're not accessible. And that's a real challenge. And when governments decide to take up the lead on that and create access because they know it's the best way to support all their citizens, then I think you have a much more inclusive society and you get better results all the way around. And I think case in point is what's going on in China is that they're really embracing this Paralympic sport and it's spilling over into all other aspects of the country.
What other lessons can the Los Angeles 2024 Bid Committee learn from China's embrace of Paralympic sports? Cable says the size of China's latest Paralympic delegation is significant.
They had 308 athletes in Rio, and that was 39% more than what they had in London. So I think just looking at that number, we're starting to see that they are looking for people and they're creating access for their people to be able to get out and participate in life and also sport, because they know that those two things together really help people have fulfilled lives. And it can be any kind of sport, you know, I mean, it can be bocce, it can be hand cycling, it can be calisthenics, it can be any type of movement. But I'd have to say one of the most inspiring performances that I saw was a Chinese woman in the wheelchair marathon winning right at the line. And, you know, I think it's a great statement as how China is moving forward in building their programs, their Olympic programs and their Paralympic programs to be able to really support their people.
There are about 85 million disabled people in China, one of the highest populations of any nation. That huge figure is one reason why Chinese social media users think their country has an edge in the Paralympics. One user of the Chinese microblogging site Weibo wondered, "Is this success in Rio meant to prove that we have just that many disabled people?" Other social media users say that success shows the Chinese government cares more about the rights of the disabled than China's critics might think. This Weibo user wrote, "It seems like the democratic United States doesn't care that much about its disabled population." And another said, "Those countries that pointed fingers to criticize our human rights record just embarrassed themselves." Some Chinese netizens also say they think China has more work to do to recognize the achievements of its Paralympians, who got only limited media coverage back home. Among them is a Weibo user who wrote, "The Paralympics actually demonstrate a stronger Olympic spirit for me. It's a shame that the Paralympics haven't received as much attention as the Olympics did." What do you think are the main reasons for China doing so much better than the U.S. in Paralympic sports? You can share your thoughts on Twitter at VOAChina360 and on my Facebook profile, Michael.Lippin, as well as on SoundCloud at soundcloud.com/VOA-English. You can also subscribe to this podcast on iTunes. Just search for VOAChina360. My special thanks to VOA intern Mingmin Xuan for her research for this report. That's it for me for this week. Bye for now.